This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
But it seems like you're really familiar with the TikTok algorithm, because you kind of just, you blew up almost out of nowhere. Like, I didn't hear about you, and the next thing you know, I'm seeing you everywhere. Was that super premeditative? What was your plan with that?
It didn't start off as a plan, and it kind of became a plan as it worked. Mm-hmm. But I think the message is very simple, because I've only made probably about a dozen YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. And I've done a couple live streams and a couple podcasts. I think my message is consistent. I think people resonate with it, and that's why I think people like it. Yeah, there may be some flaming content, maybe some content that's controversial, but for the most part, the content that people stick with and the comments and the feedback that I get is that it's a net positive. So I think the internet, there's a lot of drama. I think it's very easy to get quick likes and quick views. And I think now there's a pendulum switch and a pendulum kind of swing towards authenticity, and I think people resonate with that. I would like to believe that a reason for my virality and for people resonating with this is because I don't really attach myself to the message that I'm speaking. I don't think it's my message. I think these are fundamental truths of the world, and I'm just sharing them in the way that I've experienced them. I'll give you kind of an example. When you called me the other day, I was excited to talk to you, because I think that you have a great platform. I think you have a great platform because you are both funny and you have the ability to introduce concepts in a way that people can digest them. And I challenged you to something. I said, figure out the purpose for your content, not just make content for AdSense revenue. Like, yeah, okay, cool. Figure out how you can build something that outlasts you, build something with purpose. And this takes a long time. This takes a lifetime to build. And my entire premise in doing this, now that I've been able to make money, because I've been able to build a personal brand in the past, I just didn't. Why? Because I didn't want money to be the motivating factor that moved me towards talking. If I need to have AdSense on and say and filter certain things in order for me to make money, then I'm no longer working for myself, I'm working for YouTube. And I wanted to get to the place where I could be financially independent. And if I was to build my personal brand, it could be somebody that I was proud of presenting. And I'm proud of the version that I am today, therefore I'm public.
But you're still making a ton of money on the personal brand.
Yeah, a ton of money.
So I mean, like, the AdSense being off is one thing, but
you could talk about, the personal brand isn't what is making money. What is making money is that I've built a product and a company that serves people well, and people like it, and people share it, and people enjoy it. If not, people wouldn't buy it. And if you look at my process of commercialization, you look at my landing pages, I don't promise anything. I just have a club. I have a community of entrepreneurs and aspiring entrepreneurs that want to create, multiply, and preserve wealth. What is wealth? Wealth is abundance. And every aspect of life is not just money. So if people resonate with that message, join me on this journey. If not, on your way, brother. We're continuing on this journey to a million glitches all around the world, with or without you.
What's glitches?
Glitches in the matrix, bro. There's two concepts. You see bots. You've heard this concept of NPCs. NPCs are people that operate off of default scripts. Your brother
pointed at you.
Yes, because your brother was operating off of a default script. It's okay, brother. It's not a big deal. Your brother was operating off of a default script.
It was.
I made that very clear. Mm-hmm. Was operating off of that. This is the thing. When somebody identifies the NPC-ness in us, mm-hmm. we need to have the humility to be okay, to be like, yo, okay, this person is trying to check me out of automation. So what I'm conveying here is your brother was acting out of preconceived autopilot decision making. He instilled that through you. His NPC-ness, right, was being diverted to you. He turned you into an NPC. He NPC'd you. Collateral damage. I'm trying to do the opposite. The glitch is the opposite than the person that runs off of the default scripts. The person that is a glitch runs off of their own scripts. They don't fit in. They are an anomaly. I think you're a glitch. I think you're a glitch in the making. I think you still have a lot of preconceived notions about reality.
Like what?
I would say part of your identity hides behind comedy, which is good. And I've seen this because I have a lot of friends that are comedians and that are really good with jokes, but that doesn't allow for people to see you the way that I was able to see a part of you that I think is really special. And I think that that's what you're trying to do with this podcast. And I think if you can bring that part out, extract the YouTuber, and just people be able to sit with the wisdom that you've been able to accrue. And bro, you've been able to build a business.
I mean, I'm still setting up the lights, but.
Brother, how old are you?
22.
You should be very proud of yourself. You have things to teach. How you teach them, how you convey, how you inspire. That is your duty.
But I think I want to teach through comedy.
Yes,
that attracts people.
Yes,
so why would I change?
You don't want to change that.
Okay.
But once you attract people, good. Mm-hmm. How are you going to impact people? How do people get to know you beyond being a Kevin Hart or a funny YouTuber that makes viral videos? How do you fundamentally, to the core, radically change somebody's life based off of not business, but based off of your belief in your worldview? And how do you allow the things of the world to blur your purpose on why you're actually here?
What was the question of that?
I don't know. We're just having a nonchalant conversation. But you know what I mean, bro? It's like...
No, I agree with you. I do. And that's why we're starting the podcast. Yeah. I think you can have a much bigger
impact.
And
I support you guys fully.
I appreciate that. Because you're here. You've never even watched an episode. But you're taking a risk on us. You're buying in early. So we do all really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And I want people to be able to get to know you guys. Be able to know your ups. Be able to... hear your doubts, mm-hmm. be able to hear your convictions. What do you stand for?
What do I stand for?
Yes, what do you stand for? What is the underlying principle of truth that governs your life?
Jesus Christ.
Then how do you embody that, and how do you show that to your 1+ million people, and do they know that?
I'd say some of them know that, but not everyone.
Perfect. So if that's your belief system and that's mm-hmm. what you're pushing, then I would assume, I don't want to say that this is what you need to do, I would assume that your purpose in life is everything that you do guides toward that beacon. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm conveying, is don't lose that foresight.
What's your beacon?
Finding truth. I'm still looking for it.
Have you gotten close?
The thing is, truth is very elusive.
What do you mean by that?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It always keeps you on your toes, because the moment you think you know the truth, the more you realize that you don't know a whole lot. And I think Solomon is probably the great example of a man who didn't ask for belief systems. He didn't ask for dogma or religion. When God came to him in a dream, he asked God for one thing. He asked God for wisdom. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is knowledge put into practice. Knowledge is to know. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. But unless you act upon that truth, faith without works, faith is dead. Faith is the physical manifestation of what you believe. So unless I see the fruits of your belief, how do I know that you believe what you believe besides your words? So if you say, Luke, what do you believe? Just look at what I do. That's it.
Do you classify yourself as a religious person, as a Christian? Because you just brought up Solomon.
I mean, I think Solomon was a person that was pursuing truth.
Mm.
And I think he's also a person that obtained the highest echelons of power, the highest echelons of wealth, the highest echelons of womanization that the world has ever seen. You want 1,000 concubines? This man got them. But in the Book of Lamentations, he says, all is vanity.
Mm-hmm.
So the wisest man in the world says all is vanity. And I read that as somebody that wants to be wise. Now, what do I understand? That all is vanity. Why? Not because he said it, but because I begin to evaluate the things that he in the world tells you that fill you up. Paradise, kingdom, money. And then you get those things. Okay, now what? You've made $1 million. How do you feel the next day? Nothing. Okay,
it's
you made
all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Does it solve your intrinsic problems in life? Does it solve the relationship that you have with your parents? Does it solve the relationship that you have with yourself? Does it solve your insecurities? Maybe, potentially. Maybe it tapes it. Maybe it masks. But to say that this one thing is the underlying solution to all your problems in life, I would say not so.
I don't know if you answered, though.
I don't know if I answered. Who knows? I don't even know what the question was. What was the question?
It was, what's your belief? Because you bring
my belief. You asked me. Are you religious? No, I think I'm just a person seeking truth. And the example is, I'm taking the person that I believe to be a reference point, Solomon. Why do I take him as a reference point? Just read Proverbs and see if that's a good business model and a good life model to adopt, and you might actually become successful. If I see all the billionaires out here telling me, yo, read Proverbs, read Psalms because it's full of game, why am I not going to read it? So am I a person that identifies with labels? No. You know why?
Why?
Because to you, Christian may mean something. To him, Christian may mean something else, because it is a symbol that represents something. So for me to identify as that symbol means that now I identify through your lens of what that symbol means. So I am without symbol. You have to view me as an autonomous individual and get to know me. And then you can attach your labels in due time as you get to know me.
What's like the best way to figure it out? Or like, how do you put yourself
in a sort of... He's figuring it out still. It's like,
I would say first recognizing that we don't know everything. Like, it doesn't matter how much success you achieve. You can still learn things from everybody. What to do, what not to do. So I would say curating a group of people that help you think. I think that's important. Curate a group of people, a circle around you, friends, where you can have these conversations. You guys as brothers, like, you guys should be flaming each other. You guys should be grilling each other's belief systems.
I do.
That's good, because you're not going to have a lot of people in your life that are going to do that, right? So if you can have this relationship, you need to cherish it deeply. That's the first part. The second part is asking the most important question in the world. Why? Why to everything? Why? Why? It's the question that all authority gets what? Angry when you ask them. Ask your teacher, ask your parents, ask your pastor. Why? If you ask them why enough to the point where they get to, I don't know, which everybody gets to.
Of course.
That's when people get mad. But if you can get to the I don't know, and instead of getting mad, get intrigued, that is where you find truth, brother.
Okay.
Yeah, but how do you put yourself in a circle of people that you can trust and people that can, you know,
become the type of person that attracts individuals of caliber? I'm sitting with him here today. I don't know you, gentlemen, but hopefully you can build a relationship one day. I don't know him very well either, besides the couple videos of content that I've seen floating on the internet over the last couple years. The reason I'm sitting with him today here isn't because of this right now, but it's because of the seeds that he planted himself that are today being manifested. So he became the type of individual that I cared to contemplate and have a conversation with. And I don't have conversations with everybody. The point is, if you want to have winners around you, become the type of person that winners want to have around. A winner's not going to hang out with a loser, so become a winner. It only makes sense. If you want to have a beautiful girlfriend, you can't be out here doing things that individual wouldn't be attracted to. You need to do the things that are going to attract the circle that you want with you.